This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this is your Nishna Valley for the first weekend in October.
Chilly.
Changed the calendar, changed the weather, didn't
we? Yes, definitely.
At least this weekend, the latter part of this week, and of course this weekend, chillier than we're used to anyway, after that long, hot summer. But it's actually supposed to warm up again this week.
Oh, really? Good.
And supposed to see temperatures once we get back into the work week again, eventually up back into the 70s, so... You know, but it's still going to be cool mornings.
Yeah.
Cool overnights. So, you know, you can't, it's time to rotate the clothing.
Yeah, let's get the winter coats out and then the spring jackets, I guess.
Keep those light jackets handy for a while so that you can wear them in the morning, but carry them easily in the afternoon when you're on your way home. We hope it all works out well anyway. It'd be nice to get a comfortable fall. Could use some rain, however.
Yeah.
It's been ridiculous how little rain we've had for the course of the year so far. And, of course, that summer, really the month of July and the first week or so of August, really difficult. But, it's just since about the middle of the year, it's just the waterworks have just shut off around here. We'll see what we get for snow. I heard a forecast the other day. You know, I remember a while back we were talking about how some folks have been saying, oh, they heard like October 16th we're supposed to have our first big snow. The folks at the Weather Service were saying the other day, some of the weather prognosticators, that they are anticipating another mild winter this year.
I like that.
Well, I don't mind it too much. I know there's some folks out there would love to see some snow cover, but I don't mind the snow cover so much as long as it doesn't come with bitterly cold temperatures that last forever. But yeah, we'll see what happens. Good luck predicting that stuff. You go any further out in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, no kidding.
You might as well just throw darts at the wall because you just have no idea. But it will get cooler. You know, the sun changes lower in the sky and everything gets a little bit different. The days are shorter. Everything tends to change. And maybe you've noticed here the last few days or so when the weather's cooled down a little bit and we keep switching from heat in the morning to air conditioning in the afternoon and whatever else. But, you know, I talked a while back about doors, you know, doorways and stuff like that, and watching those. Windows, October's National Energy Awareness Month. And when we talk about that, a lot of times people think about, gee whiz, do I need to change my furnace or change my air conditioning unit or perhaps change my thermostat indoors? Well, you know, those are all things you might take a look at. However, one of the things that you can really do some damage with are your windows and doors as well. But I want to talk about windows a little bit here because there is so much that can pass through if you don't have good tight seals, you know, high efficiency windows. It's amazing how much of your energy bill zips right out those cracks and crevices.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes you can see it and sometimes you can feel it, but all the time you're going to pay for it.
Yeah.
Well, this is the 21st anniversary of October as National Energy Awareness Month, and one of the things you can do, as I said, is look at the windows that you have. You know, do-it-yourself tips are pretty easy when it comes to kind of checking things out a little bit. At least you can get an initial impression of how well your current windows and patio doors, things like that, are all functioning. You know, and October is a great time to routinely check those kinds of things, too, to make sure they're performing the way they were designed to perform. You know, especially the doors and stuff, too, because those are moving all the time. Now, if you're in a home where you always keep the windows locked up tight, you know, gee whiz, there's not a lot of damage there. But if you're opening, closing, and things like that, you know, there are so many things that go into all that, especially if you live in an older home. So some tips for you for your windows. I'll do a little checkup here this year. One of the things you can do is to examine the inside of your windows and your patio doors for hot and cold drafty spots, those little drafty areas. That includes air infiltration, which can lead to reduced energy efficiency. You know, so many times you've heard the old saying, you know, close the door, you're letting all the heat out. Well, sometimes that's the case. Sometimes it's more so that you're letting the cold in. Either way, it doesn't matter. It's not helping you out very much. You know, there are different ways to do that. I mean, folks do that in different ways. I've seen people hold pieces of paper up to it to see if it moves, you know, around the cracks and the seals and things. I've seen people just run their fingers across it just to kind of see. In some cases, boy, if you can feel it coming through.
Then you know, that's a giveaway.
Yeah, the problem's usually a little bigger than you anticipated. But I've also seen people, like, for example, with a candle, you know, hold a candle up to it or a lighter and just run it up and down safely, of course, but just to see if you get a point where the flame gets...
Flickers, if
it's being blown by any kind of a draft that's coming through. There are lots of different ways to do that. Do them safely, of course, but, you know, you can check and see some of those things. And those are relatively easy to find. It's not that difficult to find those things. You want to check every door and window to make sure that there is adequate weather stripping as well, and any caulking that might be there all around the units, because it helps eliminate the air infiltration and ensures a weathertight, secure seal. You know, that's the other thing, too. You think about your door, for example. You know, you're constantly opening and closing doors and the weather seal strips. How many times have you seen on the bottom, you know, where it takes moisture when it rains and different types of things and heat in the summer, and they crack, they get brittle, they break. Sometimes you can see them kind of dragging along as the door gets pushed open and closed. But on your windows as well. I mean, look at all those different types of things and see if there are problems there. You know, if they get a lot of direct sunlight, caulking and weather stripping, they dry out. And if that's the case, maybe it's time to take a look at replacing those. It's not always a real expensive proposition. You know, weather stripping, relatively easy to take care of. You can go out and buy that at a very inexpensive price, and you can install that yourself. It's just a matter of taking off what you had and replacing what you need. But you want to make sure it all fits properly, too, so that you're getting a proper seal. Also, one of the things that you can look for is burned out or faded areas on your furnishings and carpeting.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about already?
I do.
Look around a little bit here and there. What it could do is it could indicate that harmful, damaging UV rays are getting into your home through your windows or your doors. And a lot of times that's just older windows and doors. But you may want to consider replacement with more energy-efficient units that contain low E coatings on the glass. They'll cut down on some of that UV damage that comes through, especially if you have, like, dark-colored furniture.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you don't want to have two-tone furniture by accident.
No. We had it on our used pool table that we had gotten.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, now that I never
see
thought
it,
of.
Just like a, you know, like where the sun must have hit it weird and...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I wonder if you have like stained glass or cut glass or something like that, if you get odd patterns on
patterns,
there because
yeah.
the sunlight comes in a little bit differently. But you know, if it's a fashion statement you're looking for,
yeah,
that's
you might
fine.
Want to watch it.
But if it's by accident, probably not so much.
Yeah.
So you might want to look for those types of things. Also, another tip is if your windows no longer open or close easily, that should be a hint. If they need to be propped open, or things like that. It could mean that key components within the units are damaged or need adjustment. It could also mean the unit needs to be replaced entirely. So if you're opening up the doors, you know, usually they have springs, pulleys, all those kinds of things inside them so that they, or the windows rather, so that they stay in place. You know, if you're trying to, on a nice day, you know, get a little cool weather in the house perhaps, and you decide to prop the window open, but you need to stuff a book in there to do it.
Yeah.
Then there, you know, there's probably an issue there.
Right.
You know, that's something that you really want to take care of there. Another thing is to check the fit of your current windows or patio doors by having someone stand outside the units at night. And then with a small flashlight, you stand inside, kind of travel around the edge of the units. And if the person outside sees light coming through the edges, then that indicates poor installation. And the result is, of course, energy loss. So you don't really want that either. You know, another thing that they talk about quite frequently as well when it comes to windows especially is if you have painted windows. You know, a lot of folks will have windows that are, you know, the window frames and stuff and the sills are all painted. When you paint windows and things like that, you want to do that when they're open. You don't want to paint them while they're shut because they tend to paint them shut.
Yeah.
You can tend to seal them pretty well. And, you know, if your windows don't open and close properly, then that's when you're going to have a problem with the mechanism and things in them too. And if you get improper fit, well, then you're not having so much luck. Now, if you never bother to open up your windows and you really don't care, go ahead and paint them shut.
Yeah, that's true.
I guess you're insulating in a way that way.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, one of the things you can kind of look for, too. And, you know, if you're looking to buy windows replacements, you know, there are short and long-term investments in your home. So immediately you'll reduce your energy bills. And having newer, more energy-efficient windows also is a great selling point if you're going to put the house on the market at some time. But if you're going to do some work and maybe look at replacing some of the older windows, you want to do some homework too, because there are lots of different kinds, you know, from casements to slider, all kinds of different things. And you want to do your homework, look around, look at the different manufacturers, the different companies, all those kinds of things. There are different types. They still make wood. You can get vinyl. There are all kinds of different things out there. So, you know, the U.S. Department of Energy does have a three-step checklist of information for homeowners who are considering a window replacement project. Usually you want to start by considering the design of your home and the climate in relationship to the energy performance of the windows that you're looking at. Then you want to select the windows that meet your energy performance requirements, and then finally take the steps necessary to ensure the proper installation of windows to maximize their energy efficiency. And you can find those by going to energysavers.gov to find out more about all those kinds of things, too. So, you know, this is the time of the year when you usually find those things pop up. You know, I know the plumbing and heating contractors, they get lots of calls, usually when the spring first hits, when you start to get hot days because air conditioners don't work properly. And also this time of the year, too, when all of a sudden things pop up that way, too. But, you know, one of the things you can do to help yourself right away is the efficiency. It's not just the unit that you have, but sometimes the efficiency of that unit is much, well, it's determined oftentimes by, you know, how tight your house is.
Yeah.
Last thing you want to do is let all that stuff get in. So check those things out. And if you are having a problem with your furnace at all, I'll give you one quick hint, because it's the first thing that the guys are going to tell you when you call the repairman. Have you checked your filter? Yeah. Check that filter on a regular basis, too, before you make the call, just in case. Might save you a few bucks.
Yeah.
They'll gladly come out and change it for you, but you're going to get the service call charge, yeah, too. So, you know, make sure. They don't like to do, I mean, they like money, but they don't like to do that if they don't have to.
Right.
If that's all, a simple fix like that for you. So make sure you check those filters when things, the time changes as well. It's just, you just never know. They might be calling for a mild winter, but they're weathermen. I don't really trust them.
Yeah, it just changes from week to week. I mean,
a lot from week to week. You got that right. All right. Well, with all that stuff done, you have a few things you want to share with us here this weekend?
You betcha. Let's see. The annual Atlantic Fireman's Breakfast, that's on Sunday, October 7th from 7 a.m. to noon, and that's at the fire station. They'll be serving scrambled eggs, pancakes, sausage, orange juice, coffee, and milk, and that's all for a free will offering. That's on October 7th from 7 a.m. to noon at the Atlantic Fire Station. Exira Holy Trinity Catholic Church, they're having their annual All-You-Can-Eat Chicken Supper on October 7th from 4:30 to 7 at the Exira Rec Center. They'll be serving Staley's Chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy, rolls, salads, desserts, and beverage. Cost is $10 for adults, $5.50 for children 5 through 12, and preschoolers are free. That's Exira Holy Trinity Catholic Church annual All-You-Can-Eat Chicken Supper on October 7th from 4:30 to 7. Oktoberfest at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church with a German dinner is on October 7th from 11 to 1. Their menu includes German pot roast, bratwurst, sauerkraut, mashed potatoes, green beans, applesauce, and desserts. Free will offering to support Kevin Richter at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis and LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces. And there'll also be a LWML silent auction and live music. That's Oktoberfest at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church with the German dinner on October 7th from 11 to 1. The Audubon County Crop Hunger Walk is on October 7th. That begins at 2 from Albert the Bull Park in Audubon. The walk works to raise money to help stop hunger and poverty in the community and around the world through self-help initiatives. Portions of the funds raised will go to the Audubon County Christian Assistance Fund and the food pantries maintained by Caring and Sharing and New Opportunities. For more information, contact the Crop Walk recruiter at one of the participating Audubon County churches or call Pastor Stephen Frock at 712-268-2822. Adair County Historical Museum's Chicken and Biscuit Dinner is on October 7th from 11 to 1. They'll also be serving vegetables, slaw, cranberry sauce, bars, pie, and drink. Just $8 adults and $5 for children 5 through 12, and children under 5 are free. It's Adair County Historical Museum Chicken and Biscuit Dinner on October 7th from 11 to 1. Red Cross Blood Drive is in Oneida on October 9th from 12 to 6, and that is at the Community Center. The City of Elliott invites you to a groundbreaking celebration of the Wetland Restoration Project on October 11th from 1:30 to 2:30. It's north of the Elliott Elementary School, and the project is a result of several years of work between the IDNR Source Water Protection Program and a team of people whose main goal is improving Elliott's water supply. Through the efforts of these many concerned people and organizations, they are now ready to move forward and begin construction of a shallow water wetland. RSVP to Beth Peterson, the Atlantic Elliott City Clerk, at 712-767-2351. That's the City of Elliott's groundbreaking celebration on October 11. That's from 1:30 to 2:30 north of the Elliott Elementary School. A Bees and Apples program will be held on October 11th at the Atlantic Public Library from 4 to 5. It's for kids in kindergarten and first grade, and you can sign up at the Atlantic Public Library, or you can call 243-5466 extension 1. That's a Bees and Apples program on October 11th at the Atlantic Public Library from 4 to 5. Harvest Fest, that's in Atlantic on October 12th and 13th. New this year on Friday is the Rib Fest. It's at the Rock Island Depot, and there'll be live music and beer garden from 8 to midnight with samples. And then on Saturday from 10 to 4, there'll be booths and tractor rides, quilt show and music. At 2 is the apple pie contest entry deadline. At 3 is free pumpkin painting for kids. At 4 is the awards presentation. At 5 is the Harvest Fest with the barbecue and apple pie. And at 6 is the Fireman's Parade. You can get registration forms and other information at AtlanticIowa.com. That's Harvest Fest in Atlantic on October 12th and 13th. Barnabas Motorcycle Run is on October 14th, or if there is rain, it'll be held on October 21st. It's to the Pizza Ranch in Atlantic. They'll be leaving Faith Lutheran in Council Bluffs at 2:30 and arrive in Atlantic at about 3:45 to 4. The buffet is not available until 5 on Sundays. You can join them for meal and gathering. You can contact Pastor Rosenkamer at Faith for more information at 323-6445. They just ask for a suggested donation of $5, and proceeds go to Faith Lutheran Barnabas Project. This group of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is called Operation Barnabas, and they're actively seeking ways to assist military families. The Wyota United Methodist Church's annual Chicken and Biscuit Supper, it's on October 17th from 4:30 to 7, and also be serving salads, desserts, and a beverage. It's just $8, and carryouts are available, and they do have chairlift accessible. It's Wyota United Methodist Church's annual Chicken and Biscuit Supper on October 17th from 4:30 to 7. A free Pheasants Forever member guided hunt will be held at Hanson Outfitters in Anita on October 20th. This is for Cass County youth ages 12 through 17 who want to discover pheasant hunting. The group will leave the Atlantic Hy-Vee parking lot at 7:30 a.m. and then return at about 12:30. There will be a lunch provided. There is a limited youth spots available. The deadline to sign up is October 17th. You need to call Jason Jordahl at 243-7988 to sign up, or for more information. Youths must have taken a hunter's education course, and a shotgun may be provided if a youth does not have access to one. If this is the case, please mention that when you're signing up. That's a free Pheasants Forever member guided hunt that will be held at Hanson's Outfitter in Atneeta on October 20th. A moped safety class will be on October 20th from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. That will be held at the Farm Bureau Insurance Building. It's just $4, and you can call for registration to 243-6343. Win $5,500 at Montgomery County Family YMCA on October 21st. It's the third annual mystery drop that begins at noon with lunch grilled by the Mill Montgomery Cattlemen and served by the Montgomery County Family YMCA auxiliary members. It's in the sales arena at the Montgomery County Fairgrounds. What they'll be doing is selling 300 squares to be put down on the arena floor, and then if Husker drops on your square, you win $5,000, and if you're present, you get an additional $500. There'll be music, the Red Oak Optimist Club will have bounce house, and lots of fun and fellowship. All proceeds benefit the YMCA's Endowment Enlargement Group program. To purchase a ticket, visit the YMCA, or you can see any YMCA staff or board of directors member. The second Lighted Halloween campground at Cold Springs Park in Lewis is from 7 to 9. It'll be held on October 27th. They're looking for people, groups, or organizations to sign up for a site in the campground to decorate, non-scary, with Halloween decorations. Prizes will go to the top three voted sites and for some special categories. The deadline for this is October 19th. The groups will have from Saturday from noon on to decorate, and the event is a great, non-scary, family-friendly, free drive into the night. You can call the Cass County Conservation Office to get involved at 769-2372. And then if there is bad weather, then that will be canceled. But that's the second lighted Halloween campground at Cold Springs Park in Lewis from 7 to 9 on October 27th. Deadline to sign up for that is October 19th.
A lot of stuff.
Oh, yes.
Wow. All right. Well, we are going to take a short break. Stacy needs to catch her breath. And we'll be back right after this.
Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
Generally, occupational therapy focuses specifically on hand and wrist and elbow injuries, while physical therapy addresses the back and lower body issues, any kind of leg, hip fractures, knee problems, etc. And physical therapy often works with a patient's mobility, their ability to transfer and ambulate, while occupational therapy would focus more on the patient's everyday tasks, such as dressing and bathing, preparing meals, things like that. And occupational therapy also tends to work a little bit more with cognitive issues, testing for cognitive decline and whether a patient is able to function safely on their own at home or if they would benefit from having more supervision. We complete safety evaluations in patients' homes to make recommendations so they can increase their safety and reduce their fall risk. There's a lot of areas where we overlap, but there's a lot of differences in what our goals are too. So
again, that's Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
All right, back, and we've got some more things going on around the area here this weekend as well. In fact, this weekend you mentioned the Atlantic Fire Department having a breakfast this Sunday. So is the Harlan Fire Department. Oh. To kick off Fire Prevention Week, they'll have a breakfast, an open house, this Sunday, October 7th, from 7 a.m. until noon at the fire station at 906 Cyclone Avenue in Harlan. They'll have biscuits and gravy, scrambled eggs, pancakes, bacon, milk, orange juice, and coffee for a free will donation with carryouts available as well. Sounds like all my favorite breakfast food.
Mm-hmm.
Facilities, apparatus, new and antique equipment will all be on display. And they'll have plenty of stuff going on during the round of the day, too, because they'll have kids' activities with a bounce house and kiddie train rides and stuff. So they encourage you to stop on by and support them. Also, coming up this week, the blood drive will be held in Casey coming up on Monday, October 8th, and that'll be from 3 until 6:30 p.m. at the St. John's Lutheran Church. The Casey Women's Study Club is sponsoring that. I'd like to make your appointment. Call Colleen Rupert at 641-746-2641 to get your appointment lined up there in Casey. Also coming up on Sunday, October 14th, the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church will be hosting its roast beef dinner. That'll be held at the Adair Community Center from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Serving roast beef, mashed potatoes and gravy, vegetables, salad bar, roll and butter, pie for dessert. Sounds like a belly full. Good fall meal. $8.50 for adults, $5 for kids 5 to 12, and under 5 can come in for free. Carryouts are available as well. That's at the Adair Community Center. Sunday, October 14th, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church Roast Beef Dinner. Also coming up yet this week is the St. Paul Lutheran Church Rummage Sale here in Atlantic. They'll have plants and clothes and baked goods, collectibles, household stuff, all kinds of good stuff. At 1011 East 13th Street here in Atlantic, they ask that you use the west door. And remember, no early sales. It's coming up on Wednesday, October 10th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. And also on Thursday, October 11th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. St. Paul Lutheran Church Rummage Sale this Wednesday and Thursday. Also coming up on Tuesday, October 16th, the Shelby County Ducks Unlimited Annual Banquet will be held at the Corley Community Hall. That'll be a 6 o'clock social time and 7 o'clock dinner with an auction beginning at 8 o'clock. The ticket includes dinner and membership for $65 per couple, $50 per individual, or $30 for Green Wings. Early Bird Special is on until October 9th, so you still have a little bit of time to get those. You can contact Bruce Fonku at 755-3620 for more information or for tickets for that event. Also, I noticed I'm starting to see some trick-or-treat stuff.
Already?
Remember last week we were talking about how to avoid putting on the pounds with all that candy?
Yeah.
Well, some of the areas are starting to announce their trick-or-treating events and activities and things. For the Oneida area, trick-or-treat is, well, of course, Wednesday, October 31st. You've got to have trick-or-treat on Halloween, right?
Yeah.
It's from 5 to 7 p.m. The Oneida Town and Country Club will be serving soup at the fire station from 5 to 7 p.m. And they'll have costume judging starting at 7:30 p.m.
Very nice.
Yeah, already we're starting to hear some trick-or-treat stuff going on around the area. Is it that time already?
It sure doesn't seem like it, but...
Yikes.
It's kind of how it is anymore.
You know, another thing I want to throw in here, too, before we get too far along, it is getting on to flu season, and the flu shots are more than readily available this year. There's plenty of flu vaccine out there, so some places having set times and locations for you to come in and to be able to get some of those flu vaccinations taken care of. I know here in Cass County, there's another one coming up Thursday, October 11th from 9 a.m. to noon at the Health and Wellness Center in Oneida. Charges for flu vaccines is $30 for the seasonal vaccine and $45 for the high-dose vaccine, which then go to those 65 and older. They do accept Medicare, Medicaid, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Humana, and Hawkeye. All those things can be billed. If you'd like to do on-site visits for flu shots at businesses and things, just give the Cass County Health System a call. They'll set that all up. The vaccine is also available at the Atlantic Medical Center. No appointments necessary. The immunization nurse is available from 8:30 to noon and 1 to 4:30 Monday through Friday, and also from 8:30 to 11:30 a.m. on Saturdays, so you can take care of all that. Now, they do suggest that everyone who is 6 months of age or older should get the flu vaccine, except those who have experienced a previous severe allergic reaction or those who have Guillain-Barré syndrome. Now, because flu season can begin as early as October, they do suggest that you get it early because it takes about 2 weeks after you get the vaccine for it to really work its way through the body and start to do its thing. So they do have the three types available again this year: the nasal mist for people 2 through 49 years of age, the Fluzone injectable vaccine for those 6 months to 64 years old, and the high-dose vaccine for people who are 65 and over. I also suggest that you practice the three C's. You can get the vaccination and stuff, but you can also help yourself by covering your cough. Use a tissue or something. Mm-hmm. Clean your hands with soap and water.
Yes.
Hot water would be preferable, or hand sanitizer.
Mm-hmm.
And also contain your germs. If you're sick, stay home. All kinds of ways to take care of that. So it's flu season. Make sure you take the proper protections. Got any birthdays for us?
I do. I'd like to wish happy birthday to Dale Henriksen over at the Friendship Home on October 7th. So happy birthday, Dale Henriksen, on October 7th. Again, that's over at the Friendship Home.
That's it?
That's it.
Wow, it was
yeah.
a short list. I do have a couple of anniversaries I want to share with you. We have a 40th anniversary wish going out to Dave and Joanne Anderson of Atlantic. They'll be celebrating their 40th anniversary this Sunday, October 7th. So congratulations to those folks. If you'd like to send a card, you may do so. Dave and Joanne Anderson can be reached at 407 West 7th Street here in Atlantic, 50022. Congratulations. Also, we have a 50th anniversary wish going out to Lila and William Benkin. They'll be celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary on October 13th, and their family is asking for a card shower to help celebrate. So if you'd like to send a card, you may send it to William and Lila Benkin, and their address is 67504 750th Street in Messina, 50853. So again, congratulations and happy 50th anniversary to Lila and William Benkin as they get ready to celebrate coming up on October 13th. No babies this week?
No babies.
No babies to tell you about. All right. Well, that's about all the time we have for you. As always, we do appreciate you giving us a little part of your weekend to share. This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.